This is the American Broadcasting Company. Products, butter, eggs, and cheese, and the Breakfast Club with Don McNeil.
Good morning, good morning. We like to see you smile. Good morning, good morning. It makes your life worthwhile.
Served with Brookfield at its meal, country goodness, taste of beer.
Good morning. Let's have fun with Don McNeil.
All right, here we go marching around the breakfast table. We're going to march with all the brave sons and daughters of Wisconsin who have served so gallantly in our armed forces this morning. As we broadcast from Sheboygan, let's march with them. Everybody march! Brother. Well, believe you me, nobody can say that these kids in Sheboygan can't march. It's a warm day, too. Summer finally arrived yesterday with a vengeance. It's a nice hot day in Chicago, I imagine, because it certainly is here in Sheboygan this morning. And in spite of that, these kids marched all around this big armory in Sheboygan and did a fine job. And now, before we go any further, let's hear a few words from Mr. Don Dowd.
Well, now a few words about a fine product. When you put Swift Brookfield American Cheese Spread on...
Hey, wait a minute.
Get away, you bother me, Sam. Get away.
Well, it bothers me to see McNeil so dumb.
What?
Always having to do with talking about our sponsor's product. I'll bet he don't even know its name. I bet you don't.
I do, too. Swift Brookfield Cheese, that's what it is.
Good.
You
good.
Bet it's good. Swift Brookfield Cheese Spread has that delicious flavor you favor. That tantalizing taste that...
Uh-huh. McNeil don't even know where cheese comes from.
I do, too. Sam, listen, Sheboygan here is one of the biggest cheese production centers in the country. As for Swift Brookfield Cheese, it comes from the scientifically controlled laboratories of Swift and Company, see?
Well, not at first it don't, see? Where does it come from first? Now I got it.
Well, it comes... Well, naturally, it
never
comes...
Never mind, I'll tell you.
Oh.
For cheese, first you got to get a cow, stupid.
Oh.
See? I mean a stupid cow.
No.
No?
Well, naturally, you have to have a cow. I bet you don't even know what a cow looks like.
I do, too. A cow is an animal that has two horns, neither of which blows.
All right. Hurry up and get to the cheese, now.
You cannot rush a cow. You can't hurry up.
Oh, I see.
After all, if any cheese is made, a cow is the initial operation.
All right. What about the cheese?
Just this. Swift Brookfield cheese spread is always uniform in flavor, always smooth and creamy in texture. Always.
As I was saying, a cow should be raised near grass because she likes it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Yes, cheese is wonderful. Spread on crackers, sliced for sandwiches, melted over a casserole dish, Swift Brookfield cheese spread makes an appetizing meal.
Of course, to get the cheese from the cow must be first be milked.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
And to get a job as cow milker requires a lot of pull.
And hostesses, too, don't forget, will have a lot of pull when they serve Swift Brookfield cheese spread with the mild American cheddar cheese flavor. So when you buy cheese, get one of these. Swift Brookfield American Cheese Spread, Swift Brookfield Pimento Cheese Spread. Every time you ask for cheese, remember to say...
Swift Brookfield, please.
Now, McNeil, what do you have to say about cheese?
Just this.
Moo!
Yes, that's it. We have with us this morning around our breakfast table...
Thank you very much.
Not you. Get away. Not you. A couple of very distinguished gentlemen here representing the United States Treasury Department. Two of them, One of them is Sam Cohen of the Treasury Department in Washington. The other one is Major Benjamin Harrison Nam of Brooklyn, New York, who's president of the National Retail Dry Goods Association and retail consultant for the United States Treasury, the War Savings Staff. Pleasure now to introduce to you Major Nam. Major Nam?
Don, have I time to make a little speech?
Yes, go right ahead.
Well, bond buyers of Sheboygan and members of the Breakfast Club throughout the land, it's a very great pleasure for me to come here all the way from Brooklyn to speak for the Treasury Department and for many retailers from coast to coast in recognition of the magnificent effort, Don, that you and your associates have made upon behalf of the 7th War Loan Drive and all the other war loan drives ever since the beginning. You remember, don't you, that it was my proud privilege to appear upon your program in Chicago shortly after that fateful day that will live in infamy when the treacherous Japs struck at Pearl Harbor. It's a matter of record, Don, that ever since then you and your program here has never allowed a single week to pass by without making a genuine effort to sell, largely through retail stores, those securities of survival which have become better known to all of us as war bonds. A poet once said, "When your ship comes in, it will not be gold and silver that you will prize, but the words and thoughts of your fellow men and women." And today the Treasury has sent me along with a shipload of thanks and a token of recognition to you and your associates on the Breakfast Club Hour. In addition, I'd like to add just a word of appreciation upon behalf of the National Retail Dry Goods Association. There are about 5 million retail employees scattered throughout the land who have, with the aid of your encouragement and your inspiration, sold billions of dollars in war bonds as their own contribution to the war effort. And they have, with the approval of store owners, given the sale of these war bonds priority over the sale of merchandise. And that is as it should be, because, and as a merchant, I can't emphasize this thought too strongly, unnecessary spending will inevitably make for uncontrolled inflation, an inflation that would be ruinous for our government, our business economy, and the consuming public. Such a result would be a tragic commentary upon the efforts of our fighting men and women who have given so freely of their youth, their blood, and even of their lives, so that we here may continue to live in security, a security that must and will be preserved. And so I'm delighted, Don, to present to you this U.S. Treasury Distinguished Service Certificate, which is the highest award that the Treasury can bestow upon anyone. Later on, Mr. S.J. Cohen, who is director of the retail store section of the Treasury, will present special citations to several of your co-workers. It's a very rare privilege, Don, to be with you today in your own hometown of Sheboygan. It is indeed a fine, thriving city, so typical of the great Middle West, which is in turn so typical of our great and glorious country. After being here for 24 hours, I can well understand the affection that you have for Sheboygan and the pride that it feels for you. And here's your citation, Don. And may you, the Breakfast Club, Sheboygan, and our war bond drives continue to go forward together with the wholehearted support of your millions of members until all of our boys and girls who are in service are back home again.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Major. Thank you. Well, it really is with a... I was talking about how modest I used to be, but really I do feel that way after receiving this because... When you think of what the boys are doing over there, it makes you feel very insignificant indeed to be receiving any recognition for something that everybody is doing over here. Mr. Cohen, who came from Washington, I believe also has citations from the members of my swell cast. Isn't that right, Sam?
That's right, Don. I don't have a speech, but I think these citations will tell the boys and girls what we think about them in Washington and the swell job you've been doing during the entire 7th War Loan and certainly the work you did before that. We have a citation for non-Sheboyganites, I believe. James Bennett, Merritt Schoenfeld, Rio Fletcher, Fran Allison, Lewis Green, William Cummings, Edward Ballantyne, Sam Cowling, Nancy Martin, Jack Owens, and Marion Mann. The Treasury is indeed delighted to have Don working so hard, and I believe this is the only radio program in the country that works daily and has been working every day since the beginning of the drive to sell bonds for the Treasury, and especially through the retail employees. And I have to spend part of my day in Washington, Don, every day, listening to you. And
a tough task, old boy.
Well, in a hot hotel room it is. And I'd like to say, with all due respect to the major, that I think that some of the boys and girls that work on the program deserve the citations as well as you do.
Well, I'd feel very, very silly if they didn't receive it, because they've done just as much work as I ever tried to do on this.
Well, I think so, because I listen to them every morning, and I enjoy Sam very much.
Sam is very funny, isn't he?
I think he is.
I mean the other Sam, not you, kid. Well, thank you very much, Sam Cohen, and I'm sure all the members of the cast appreciate that. Marion's going to show how she likes it by singing the Dixieland Band for you. Here to go.
Dixieland Band. Let me tell you, brother, that the music was grand. They had piano and the clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that would lead to the ruin of the Dixieland Band. When the folks would holler for the maple leaf rag, they would get the swing, but the trumpet would drag. They had to keep him cause he played too sweet. But they needed someone who could give them the beat. Someone who swung with the rhythm of the Dixieland Band. He'd play so sweetly. Better play him. He'd play so sweetly. They'd be saying. Sure enough, they got him so they couldn't play right. Finally, he fixed him on a Saturday night. He hit a figure that was off the court. Apoplexy got him and they went to the Lord. And that's a pitiful story of the Dixieland Band. Now if you hear trumpets start to play, don't you be afraid, it's the judgment day, cause it's just Mr. Gabriel sounding his bay. And the Dixieland Band is fixing to play. The story of the Dixieland Band.
Very good, Marion.
And now a word about something good to eat. For a warm weather meal, there's nothing more delicious than the distinctive flavor of good cheddar cheese. Nothing can match its tempting goodness. Melting over macaroni, sliced for sandwiches, or spread on crackers, it's enough to make a feller smack his lips and ask for more. Yes, Swift's Brookfield cheese spread has a delightful taste thrill all its own. A flavor that's favored by cheese lovers everywhere, for it's a blend of the finest aged cheddar cheese and delicious, mellow-tasting mild cheese. Of course, Swift's Brookfield cheese spread is scarce, but believe me, it's worth waiting for. So when you buy cheese, get one of these. Swift's Brookfield American cheese spread, Swift's Brookfield pimento cheese spread. They're members of that quality line, famous for more than 50 years. Swift's Brookfield butter, eggs, and cheese. This is the American Broadcasting Company.